Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Targeted Talks. I'm your host, Jordan Sava.
In this episode, we're joined by Aditya Bardia, who discusses the recent FDA approval of Dato-DXd for the treatment of patients with unresectable or metastatic hormone receptor positive, HER2-negative breast cancer who have received prior systemic therapy. Thank you so much for joining us. Would you mind introducing yourself to our audience?
Right now.
Aditya Bardia, medical oncologist at UCLA.
Wonderful. Thank you so much again for joining us. And to kick things off, would you just discuss what this recent approval means for this patient population?
We currently have two antibody drug conjugates that are FDA approved for patients with hormone receptor positive, HER2 negative metastatic breast cancer, and that's sacituzumab govitecan and trastuzumab deruxtecan. And now with the approval of datopotamab deruxtecan, we have a third ADC option for these patients.
Wonderful. Could you explain the mechanism of action behind Dato-DXd and how this approach kind of differs from these other therapies that are approved?
Dato-DXd is a TROP2-directed antibody drug conjugate. And so the idea is that it binds to cells, gets internalized, and then releases the payload, which is deruxtecan, also has a bystander effect, so it can even impact cells that have no or low expression of TROP2. And it's different from the other two ADCs that are approved in that setting, predominantly in terms of the side effects that this agent has. It has a differential side effect profile as compared to the other ADCs.
Wonderful. Thank you for that. And looking at the TROPION-Breast01 trial, could you discuss some of the backgrounds, methods, and design of the study?
TROPION-Breast01 was a global phase 3 clinical trial that evaluated datopotamab deruxtecan versus chemotherapy of physician's choice for patients with hormone receptor positive, HER2 negative metastatic breast cancer, also included patients with HER2 low disease. Patients who received datopotamab deruxtecan had a superior progression-free survival as compared to standard chemotherapy with a hazard ratio of 0.64. The median PFS was 7 months with datopotamab deruxtecan, and with standard chemotherapy was about 5 months. In terms of quality of life, the deterioration in health-related quality of life was longer with datopotamab deruxtecan as compared to standard chemotherapy.
Perfect. Thank you so much for highlighting that. And what would you say are the key findings for a community oncologist from this trial?
Two things to note about TROPION-Breast01. The first is that datopotamab deruxtecan was superior to standard chemotherapy in terms of efficacy, and that's consistent with the FDA label in terms of use of datopotamab deruxtecan for patients with hormone receptor positive, HER2 negative metastatic breast cancer who've received at least one prior line of chemotherapy. And the second is, in terms of side effects, datopotamab deruxtecan tends to cause mucositis as well as dry eyes as the most common AEs. It has a very low incidence of neutropenia.
Perfect. And how does the overall survival improvement compare to existing treatment options like chemotherapy for these patients?
In TROPION-Breast01, there was no statistically significant improvement in overall survival with datopotamab deruxtecan as compared to standard chemotherapy. This was possibly due to the use of other ADCs, differential use of other ADCs in the control arm, higher proportion as compared to patients who received Dato-DXd, which impacted the overall survival results.
Got it. And looking at the approval, which patients are ideal candidates for Dato-DXd and how should oncologists approach identifying them?
The use of Dato-DXd should be as per the label. So that is patients who receive at least one prior line of chemotherapy for patients with hormone receptor positive, HER2 negative metastatic breast cancer. For example, if a patient has received capecitabine, after capecitabine, this would be a potential option to consider.
Great. And are there any specific biomarkers beyond TROP2 expression that may guide treatment decisions for Dato-DXd?
Not at this time. The team is looking at biomarkers to guide the use of Dato-DXd, But at this time, there are no biomarkers. Even TROP2 expression is not something that's recommended for the use of Dato-DXd. It was not in the label. So at this time, the best biomarker is hormone receptor status. The drug is approved for hormone receptor positive, HER2 negative metastatic breast cancer.
Great. Thank you for clarifying that. And could you share any insights on dosing, administration, and monitoring recommendations for this therapy in the real world setting?
Yeah. The drug is recommended for use as Dato-DXd 6 milligram per kilogram every 3 weeks. The important side effects to monitor include mouth sores, for which primary prophylaxis with a steroid mouthwash is recommended. And the second is dry eyes, keratitis, for which, again, prophylaxis with eye drops are recommended. The drug generally does not cause much neutropenia. It rarely can cause pneumonitis, so that's another side effect to monitor.
Perfect. And how do you see Dato-DXd fitting into current treatment algorithms for this patient population?
So Dato-DXd would be another option that's available for patients with hormone receptor positive, HER2 negative breast cancer after they've received endocrine-based treatments. For patients with HER2 low disease, it's likely that T-DXd will continue to be the recommended drug first. But after T-DXd, potentially Dato-DXd could be an option, or the other drug in this setting is sacituzumab govitecan. For patients who do not have HER2 low disease, so say HER2 IHC 0, in that setting, the options would be datopotamab deruxtecan or sacituzumab govitecan.
Wonderful. And my last question is just, what does the success of this ADC suggest about the future of antibody drug conjugates in oncology? And are there any other developments in the space to watch out for?
Yeah, antibody drug conjugates are slowly replacing chemotherapy, and we are seeing more and more antibody drug conjugates come in for metastatic breast cancer in hormone receptor positive setting, but also triple negative breast cancer. Specifically for Dato-DXd, it is being evaluated as first-line therapy for patients with metastatic TNBC. It's also being evaluated for localized TNBC. So a lot of exciting trials that are ongoing that'll further change the therapeutic landscape in this setting.
For more updates on the latest news and trends in oncology, be sure to visit www.targetedonc.com and sign up for our e-newsletters. You can also find us across social media platforms. Follow us on X, formerly known as Twitter, at Targeted Onc, and on Instagram, Threads, Facebook, and LinkedIn at Targeted Oncology. See you next time.